for the next half hour to join us for interviews, discussion, inspiration, and for strategies to help you fulfill your potential, both in life and in business. Hi, welcome to Remarkable Woman Radio. I'm Mandy Beverly, and I'm here with my special guest, Linda Crosby. So welcome along, Linda.
Hi, Mandy. Thank you for having me.
Look, it's really great, and I'm very interested in what you do, because for those of you that are listening, Linda has a business called Salt Haven, and it's very different to what a lot of other people are doing out there. And I was really interested to know, how did you come about starting Salt Haven?
It was actually quite a few years ago. I had my own respiratory issues, and when I went to the ear, nose and throat guy, he just said, you're highly allergic to everything and you just kick off at all the pollens, the chemicals and things like that. And they wanted to give me a pharmaceutical to work with it, and I took it twice, and then all of a sudden I was like, I don't really want to take this. What are the natural options out there? So I was travelling overseas about 5 weeks later, and night before I was flying out, I was at the hairdressers and read about these salt therapy rooms that were in America.
Salt therapy, cool.
Yeah. So that's when I thought, what's this all about? And it was saying it was a natural option, and it helps with hay fever, which I have, and asthma and bronchitis, and a lot of my friends have those sort of conditions. And I just thought, well, if this is a natural option, why don't I find where they are? So I was going to San Francisco and Chicago and then on to London. But there was nothing in San Francisco at the time, and I found one in Chicago. But when I got into Chicago, I had a bit of an unfortunate experience at the railway station with a guy that decided he needed to flash me.
And quick, get me to the salt room.
But when I got to the hotel, I just asked about the area where it was, and they said, we don't recommend you a female on your own travelling there. So I waited till I got to London and went to the salt rooms in London. And I had really bad jet lag when I got to London, and sat in the salt rooms for an hour and went to sleep for about 10 minutes and woke up and the jet lag was gone, basically. I was just ready to go do London. Yeah, my friends were quite surprised because they thought I was honestly going to come back and just sleep at the apartment.
It's amazing because it's a 12 or 13 hour time zone depending on daylight saving and things, isn't it? So it's not like it's, you know, generally dragging yourself around at some part of the day.
Yeah.
So what's so good about salt?
Just it's natural, the hydroscopic aspect to it, where it can actually absorb moisture around us, so it's a cleanser, so it's great for cleansing through all the nasal passage, the throat area down into the lungs. It's great for helping with snoring, so if anyone's got those issues. I did have someone ask me once, do you throw the salt lamp at their head? And I said no, just have it going.
That would be the tempting part, isn't it? And, but I saw on your website too that you had one person had a dog that actually started sleeping better as well.
Yeah, she said the dog used to wake them up in the middle of the night and jumping all over the place, and she said it was the dog that settled, and plus her husband stopped her snoring as well, so she said it was a win-win all round for her to get a good night's sleep, but the dog also got a good night's sleep.
That's brilliant, too.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So does it ionise the air or just...
Yes, it does. Yeah. It very much does do that. So even if I walk into a room at home, I may not even sense that the salt lamp's turned off, but I just even feel just the atmosphere in the room is different going into that room. And then I'll turn around and go, oh, the bulb needs replacing, and I'll do that.
Does the bulb make a big difference to it?
Yes. You need the heat of the 15-watt incandescent bulb because it needs that heat, because salt is attracting moisture to it. That's why it's acting like a mini dehumidifier.
I get it.
And it needs the heat of the bulb to absorb and heat up and dry evaporate that moisture into the salt itself.
Great. I need a new bulb then, I think.
Okay.
<One moment. laughs> And so a salt room, is that just like all salt, is it? It's just
it
all
is.
Himalayan salt.
Yeah. So the first one I went to where the walls had salt in them, this floor had salt in it, and then salt was being pumped into the room through a halo generator.
Wow.
And I've been to others where they've just no halo generator. They just rely on the salt walls and the kicking up of the salt on the floor. So that's called spalotherapy.
Yeah.
And the one with the generator is called halotherapy. Mm. So one's considered a natural version and one's considered a man-made version.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
And I see on your website also that your goal is to have a salt room in New Zealand.
Definitely. Yeah, I had come close to looking at setting up in Auckland and was about to sign for premises, but I ended up with an autoimmune disorder. And, well, it was the second time I got the autoimmune disorder, and the first time it wiped me out for 3 months. I could hardly get out of bed and was just tired and lethargic, but it turned out I had whooping cough with it at the same time.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
So, yeah, I got the full barrel.
Yeah.
And it went undiagnosed for 2 months, so I I didn't get the 100-day version. I got the 200-day version of the whooping cough.
Okay, right. My goodness. Okay, so obviously the salt lamps helped you somehow, yes, because whooping cough is really tough.
It is. Yeah.
Very tough.
And other products that I've got, like I have a salt inhaler as well, so you can use that, and again, it's natural. Just put the salt in the inhaler, breathe it in, take it down into your lungs. So that's what I chose to use instead of using the pharmaceuticals, basically, because, again, they wanted to give me a pharmaceutical.
Everything. Yeah.
I took it for orally for the whooping cough, but I didn't want to take a sort of Ventolin-type product for me. That's just personal choice at the end of the day.
I think it is. It's just, everyone's got their own personal choice and they know what suits them best. And
definitely. Yeah.
And it's great because your knowledge about salt and salt therapy is obviously a lot more advanced than most. So it's really cool. So, you know, what are you working on at the moment then? Because I know you wear a number of hats.
Yes, yeah. I do. So, one of them's working as Venus Regional Manager for the Bay of Plenty and Waikato regions.
So that's the Business Women's Network?
Yes, it is, the Business Women's Network. And I love doing that because I just love, you know, being able to support women and connecting them and networking them and giving them ideas on where they could develop and grow in their business, but also getting them aligned with the right people and finding ways that they can collaborate as well. The other thing that I do is I'm a marriage and funeral celebrant as well. So we're coming into the wedding season at the moment. So
you're getting booked up?
I have got a few weddings, not as many as I used to do previously because I didn't charge up my advertising like I have in the past, but when I make the move into live in the Waikato, I will then establish myself more fully there and have a full marketing plan around that.
So how did you get involved in going to being a celebrant? And you're actually the second wedding celebrant and funeral celebrant that I've had on the show, which is great. So what made you decide to...
That was 15 years ago. So I had come back from living in the UK and didn't really want to head back straight into a corporate role again. I just was looking at what I was going to do. So I went off and did a certificate in tertiary teaching so that I could teach courses at, you know, through Polytechs and things like that, and was doing a bit with sort of some of the NZQA assessment for level 3 and 4 management papers.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was friends that were talking to my mum one day, and I heard them saying something about, they were reading a magazine article about Kay Gregory, who used to do the news and TV, and saying that she was a celebrant, and they would make comment, and they said, oh, we think Linda would make a good celebrant. And I said, what are you guys talking about? And they said, oh, we thought you'd make a good marriage and funeral celebrant. So I looked into it, and there was a course that you could do, so I got my certificate. So that was about 15 years ago, and did 5 papers in it, and just loved doing it. So when I was in the height of wedding season, I'd do about 12 weddings a season.
Wow, how wonderful.
Yeah. So this season I've got about 5, I think, booked, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. So, wow, you are very multi-talented. And what do you love most about them? You know, like, do you have to meet the couples beforehand? And
Yeah, definitely. Hearing their love story, how they met, why they're choosing to get together, and being able to give them a ceremony that they want that's personalised for them, and helping them find, you know, the right words to say, or finding the right pieces of music or poems, but just really pulling together that it's a representation of them as a couple, and of the family too, whoever they want to bring in and be part of the ceremony as well.
And there's lots of beautiful locations and things like that around for it. Auckland's amazing.
Yes.
You know, New Zealand even has so many beautiful venues.
It is, yeah. No, and I've worked at some lovely venues, but some of the nicest weddings I've done have been in people's houses.
Really?
Beautiful weddings, just really family-centred. And even local community halls, some have been really nice in there. And then I've done the ones at the full reception lounge or the outdoor vineyard and those sorts of things as well. Bracco's a lovely one that's down in the Bombay Hills where I've done a couple of weddings there too.
Wow, so you get to know a lot of things. That's really nice. And it's still a popular thing to do, isn't it, to get married?
Yes, which
is really cool. And, it's lovely. Yeah, I've got 3 daughters, so hopefully one day I'll I'll experience that, have been mother of the bride.
Yeah.
Who knows? They might just go, I don't know, Mum. So now you're obviously juggling lots of things. And how do you do it? How do you delegate and how do you schedule things in? Because I'm also own my own business and I know that I can be my own worst employee and also the best one sometimes, and I can also be the worst boss as well as the best boss. So I know that I can, you know, annoy myself as well. So I have to put things in place because there's just so much to do that things can just slip through. So how do you do that?
If I look back at this year, I'd most probably say with a lot of difficulty, but delegating out the house cleaning was definitely delegated out for someone to do until recently, but I'm looking to move house and, you know, so I'm just taking care of it myself at the moment. The figures, I've delegated them. It's not my core thing, so I've just got a bookkeeper on board that supports me with that.
Yeah.
And I tend to just think, well, what's key priority and what can wait sort of thing at times. I must admit I'm not great on the admin, and that's where my biggest downfall, and then all of a sudden I do this quick scurry, hurry up, sort of get it all done and sort of thing. But I'd say that's not one of my best things at the moment.
So procrastination it works sometimes, doesn't it? Because someday you put it off and, I mean, I know for me, I need a deadline. I need to know when the deadline is, because otherwise there's no accountability. There's nothing to sort of go, right, I have to have this done by then.
And I get a lot of people saying, gosh, you're highly organised. I think, God, you don't really realise that I'm not, but I just obviously deliver for what I need to deliver for.
Brilliant.
And I think with talking and being at things, I've got the gift of the gab. I can easily just adapt and talk. I don't do a lot of preparing for that.
Well, it's obviously a strong point. That is probably what you need to do more of. You know, because I work with a lot of people and we talk about values, but we actually, not the values as in honesty and integrity, we actually talk about values is what you find valuable to do. And often what you find valuable to do is what's easy for you as well, but we don't value it because it's easy.
Yeah.
But actually talking to people, building relationships is obviously one of your key strengths, I would say, just from what I know about you.
Yeah, it is, and I love doing that side of things. This coming year I'd like to do more writing. I really do enjoy that side of thing and educating people a bit more and writing more for my own websites, and I'm going to build my Celebrant website as well.
Brilliant.
But just to be able to share stories. I love sharing stories and saying, did you realise this? Or here's an example of a client that had this issue and this is where they're at now.
Yeah.
So that's stuff that I'm really looking forward to, 2019.
Yeah, this energy's all different, isn't it? It just feels like something's kicked into place and the energy's all kind of getting itself ready for next year. And I don't know much about that sort of thing, but I just feel that something's energising everything at the moment, which is great. And so do you have a guiding principle or theme for your life?
To operate with integrity. I always come from a holistic point of view, looking at the individual and the person first and the situation.
Yep.
And very much my values are very based around that, have they acted with integrity, especially if I'm supporting or working with conflict or something like that with people. But even with the way I promote my products and sell, it's very much with integrity. Some people have said to me, oh, do you have this certain product? I said, to me, it has no wellness benefits, so I'm not prepared to stock it. You know, even though it's salt-related, I come from the point that it needs to support either sleep, pain or respiratory issues.
Okay.
Or skincare as well, because I have some products that support skincare too.
So sleep, pain or respiratory is kind of your three key treatments. Yep, fantastic. Yeah. And do you have a favourite saying or anything like that?
There is one that has stuck with me for quite a few years, and it was a lovely man that came into some training with a company I worked for down in Wellington. I was working for an outsourcing company down there, and he lost his life in the tsunami, him and his wife. They were doing missionary work up in Asia, and his saying was, it was Andrew Welsh, and he always said his saying was, if it is to be, it is up to me. And it's one that's always stuck with me, and when something's not going right, I just start to look at things and go, well, if it is to be, or what I want it to be, it's up to me, basically. So,
I've heard that one before. And there's the other one, wherever I go, there I am. Because we often try and get away from ourselves, but there I am.
Definitely.
So, if it's going to be, it's up to me. I love it. And it's so true, isn't it? It's just taking personal responsibility for our lives and where we're going and what we're doing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, even though we would like to blame, you know, and go, I can't be bothered, but no, it's up to us.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Now, so also with what you do as far as networking and things like that go, what are some of the key things that you would advise people when they're building their business? What's something that you think is essential for?
Just to get out there. just to get out there and attend group meetings, find people that you can align with that are a natural fit with your business, see what your competitors are doing, is basically, because they'll be collaborating and aligning with certain businesses. And just being open about your story and what you've got. I see quite often women come in and they're very timid and shy, and I say, well, you know, if you're coming into the Venus Network, this is a great way, because we're very supportive, want you to be the best that you can be. And just believe in themselves. It's just really what I tend to say to them, and focus on that and be clear in your message. What are the key things? Not to waffle all over the place, but what are the key things that you believe in and that you're going to deliver on? And if you can talk to that, and even if you're turning up to a regular meeting, even if that's your first 6 weeks of saying exactly the same thing.
It doesn't matter.
Then you can diversify and start to add in, and you learn from the others as well. And I say again, to look at who's successful in the women's networking groups or any networking group really, and have a meeting with them. Find out how they work in their business, what they do, how they operate. Because you can always glean ideas from what other people are doing and adapt it for your own.
That's right, isn't it? It's just it's actually using everybody around as reference, because when we are quite new with what we're doing, we think it becomes more about us rather than our business and what we're doing. But once people are confident to speak to their business and just go, well, this is what I do and these are the benefits that my clients can receive,
yeah,
it becomes really simple then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because now it's not about them, it's actually about who they serve.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh my goodness. Now, what are you currently working on that you're really excited about at the moment?
Well, coming into Christmas, obviously, it's a busy time for me with people buying presents for Christmas. So there's that.
But so you've got a nice big stock of things at the moment.
Yes, I have, yep. And I'm doing various events around Auckland and online as well. But planning for 2019 has been a big focus for me, thinking about the last month, where I've been and what I want to do going forward. And I will be making the move out of Auckland, so my house is going on the market in the new year.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, yep. Making the decision.
Yes, and looking to head down to Karapiro Way, Cambridge.
Oh, it's beautiful down there. Yeah,
so yeah. Looking that region.
Mm-hmm.
Seen a piece of land that I like, but it's not sure whether it's on the market
yet.
Something will drop in.
Yep.
And for 2019, really setting Salt Haven up on a different level. My website needs a lot of work at the moment, so I've got someone working on that, a lady based in Tauranga. And I'm going to focus on getting that more blogging, more story writing. Most will be doing some more videos, and that will be for the celebrant side of things as well as for the Salt Haven side of things.
It sounds like you've got a very busy few months.
Yeah, 6 months I think will just be involved with sort of keeping my business ticking over, but through this Christmas period I'm going to revamp and rewrite a lot of stuff.
I like using Christmas for that too. I find I've been away a lot this year, so I've already done a lot of travelling, so I'm actually looking forward to just being at home and just getting my teeth into doing very similar stuff to what you're doing, which is, you know, writing programs and things like that. And I actually wrote a little book, which is hopefully my editor has got a nice big machete
brilliant.
Out
yeah.
and but it was just a little, it's just a little book.
Yeah.
But what I did is every morning at 6:30 I would go into my office. So instead of walking in going, what am I going to do today, and then sort of, you know, spend 10 minutes trying to figure out what I'm going to start on, it was every morning I would just go in at 6:30 in the morning or whatever time and just write for 45 minutes to an hour, and that was it. And every day I did that, and then suddenly I'm like 50 pages. And I'm
brilliant.
Like, and I didn't edit, I didn't do anything like that, but I just dumped it. Yeah. And I mean, I obviously had an outline and I just wrote to that outline. And, you know, and then I probably go into my own head going, I'm not sure if this is any good. I'm not, you know, and in the end I thought, no, it's more an exercise just for me to just follow through on something like that.
Yeah.
Because I love to write too. I'm not that I'm necessarily a good writer, but I, you know, I do love to write and speak and things. And I think it's great what you're doing. Yeah. Because
yeah.
I think, you know, more people need to know about, you know, a holistic alternative that can be as simple as plugging in a lamp in their room. I mean, that
yeah.
is, that's worth it. Worthwhile for people to know that it can make a difference. So, yes, I think you need to get out there more.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm going to take your idea and do that. First thing in the morning, just write. Not get distracted
and don't edit. Because as soon as I edit, I start to judge whether it was good or not. So I just wrote it.
Yeah.
And it's quite freeing to afterwards to do a spell check and send it off to someone else.
Yeah.
Because then they can get their machete out and they can, chop it around. And I'm absolutely fine with that, because there's some really clever people around that can do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So where do you actually see Salt Haven going at this stage? I know that's, it's probably a sensitive, you don't want to say too much necessarily, but, would you like to see, New Zealand have more knowledge around what you're doing and things?
Yes, I would, definitely. So I see myself doing more of that video stuff so that I can put that out there and that I get my coverage for Salt Haven Facebook page and the website further afield. But setting up the salt rooms is something that still sits with me that I would like to do.
Yeah.
And I most probably will look at that, the Waikato Bay of Plenty area, to set that up.
It's a great catchment area for most people. But
it is, very much. And even someone said to me, if you could do salt rooms for horses, then you'd do very well down in the Waikato at Cambridge or something like that. So never know. But no, there's a couple of salt rooms up here in Auckland. I've been to two out of the three.
Oh, okay.
And they're really good rooms that I've seen so far, and I'm just keen to bring that down into the Waikato. Waikato does have some flotation therapy rooms where you can float in salted water, but there's no actual salt rooms where you can be fully clothed and still sit in there and get the wellness benefit. So I'd like to do that.
I'm really excited to see where it's all going to go.
It'll be great.
It'll be really cool. And it's something really neat to have that, just to have a focus, isn't it?
It is, and I've seen people coming into the salt rooms. When I went and did my homework through Australia, I took 2 weeks to just go through different ones in Queensland, and I've done down in Victoria as well. But seeing people walk in with their oxygen tank because they had emphysema or COPD and take the prongs out and sit there and get the salt therapy treatment. So, I asked a few of the people when they were in the rooms how they found it. And salt's also good for eczema and psoriasis and skin issues.
Big problem here in New Zealand, isn't it?
It is, very much. Yeah.
So what is the best advice that you've received or even wish you'd given yourself?
I think it's stepping back just to stop and smell the roses. Mm. I tend to just plough on and just go, keep doing. And then I don't do enough of just stepping back to smell the roses and go, really, should you be keeping doing what you're doing? So
really self-inquiry, So, it's we know, don't we? We know at a level. And when you, obviously, because you've got big dreams and goals with just Salt Haven and moving and Celebrant and all of these things. So when you go outside of your comfort zone, how do you cope and what have you learned as a result when you've done that?
I think I panic a little bit to go with what the hell are you doing? Other times I do then just go deep and just go into myself and just go, well, what is it that you're really good at? What is it that, you're going to stretch yourself on?
Mm-hmm.
And then start to think about, well, who should you look to work with to help you do that stretch?
Wow, great point. So what are you good at? What can you stretch and do? And who can you work with?
Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant advice. Thank you. Now, my final question is, what is most remarkable about what you do and who you are?
I think it's my knowledge. I think it's my enthusiasm for meeting people and just hearing their story. I love hearing stories. I love telling stories.
Brilliant.
And I think it's just that I start to link people together. A few people just joke. They call me the networking queen of Southeast Auckland and Waikato and Bay of Plenty.
That's great. That's actually a really good title to have because you do. You manage to put a lot of people together.
Yeah.
So how do people find you?
So they can find me through Facebook, so just Linda Crosby, the one with the red hair.
Through your website?
Through my website for Salt Haven. Now my website is going to get a major revamp. It's not really reflecting what I want it to reflect
about
my business.
I work with a lot of people and they often say that your website, it's actually, that's not really... the problem. I mean, you're out and about, and people are buying from you. So that's salthaven.co.nz.
Yes, it is.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay. So if you are looking for any amazing gifts for yourself or for others, and you know that you want to sleep better, help yourself with pain, help yourself with respiratory issues like hay fever and things like that, make sure you go and check out Linda at salthaven.co.nz. And before we leave, I always ask my guests, what is their favourite song that they would like me to play? And today we are playing for Linda. We're going to play Tori Kelly. What's the title of it?
Don't Worry About a Thing.
Don't Worry About a Thing. So thank you so much for joining me today, Linda. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mandy.
It goes very quickly, doesn't it?
It has. Yes, it has.
So anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you. Cool. Don't you worry about a thing, my
listening to Remarkable Woman Radio. You can catch us again next Tuesday at 3:15 on 104.6 FM or anytime on planetaudio.org.nz/remarkablewoman. We'll see you then.